Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Hi, everybody. Today, we'd like to talk about topical infections. We all get them. Now and then, sometimes they can be severe, sometimes they can be chronic, and sometimes they just can come out and just be there for the day. So what are these topical infections from? God, they could be from poison ivy, they can be from wounds, they can be from slivers, anything that has scraped our skin and we get a type of bacterial wound in there. And so what we want to do is we want to take care of that. So let's go over some topical herbal remedies that we can use for any of these issues that we may come across during the winter, summer, fall, or spring. Cedar oil and tea tree oil are great for bug bites. And we kind of know that, and we learn that, and we kind of ingrain it into our brains. And numerous plants contain healing compounds. And a lot of these plants are actually significant in that they are in a lot of the over-the-counter topical drugs that we can buy. And they're made from a lot of our medicinal herbs that we can take from Mother Earth. And we can use these for pain relieving and soothing and healing the skin, maybe from sunburns. We gotta cool the skin, maybe some aloe. Or we can use creams to relieve arthritis pain. And using cayenne peppers in our creams, our salves for healing and preventing diaper rash. There's a lot of topicals that we can use and there's a lot of issues that we can use them for. So the calendula flower has a long history of effectiveness for burns and skin infections and rashes, cuts and bruises. So the calendula flower is excellent topical. How about the aloe? We always hear about the aloe vera plant. Thousands of years they've used this plant to treat wounds and burns and psoriasis and eczema. Excellent for anti-inflammatory and fighting bacterial infections on your skin. It's good for your burns, eczema, psoriasis, and wounds. You can apply it 2 to 3 times daily. Do you want to know how to make the calendula salve? How about you take your calendula oil with the grated beeswax in a small saucepan. You just gently heat it very slowly while the beeswax is melted. Add some lavender essential oil. Pour the mixture into a wide mouth glass and let the salve cool and cover with a lid. You can store this in a dark place for up to a year. And remember that calendula formula is excellent for burns, bruises, and skin infections. Same as the aloe, because we're talking about topical issues today. Then that calendula has additional properties in antifungal and antibacterial and antiviral. So it inhibits the growth of microorganisms. And it's really great for athlete's foot, or bruises, abrasions, sprains, varicose veins, or dry flakiness on your skin, dandruff, or even the final stages of poison oak. So calendula is excellent if you want to make that and save that and just have it in your herbal medicine cabinet. Chickweed is excellent for a tea and a poultice or a salve to soothe the skin. It also decreases inflammation and very great at drying agents for like pus-filled issues or boils on our skin. So chickweed will pull out that pus. And we get those from like any type of wounds, slivers, hangnails, ingrown toenails. You know, so chickweed is excellent for that. And you can also apply it for a fresh poultice for mosquito bites or bee stings. And how about inflamed hemorrhoids? A tea bath from chickweed is excellent for itchy, inflamed, dry skin conditions. And so chickweed is excellent. You know, the more these stories and the more these programs go on, the more we learn about our herbal remedies and our ancestors' teachings. And you look at their skin and you think back, you know, and you look at the pictures and of our ancestors and how healthy their skin was and how much it glowed. And why did they have such a free spirit and such a healthy attitude? You know, a lot of it had to do with their family happiness and their village happiness and their friends and their healing attributes from Mother Earth and living balanced with nature. And a lot of it was that they just used nature, and nature is really excellent for our bodies. How about comfrey? Comfrey is used for mending tissues, and it's thought to speed up tendons and bones and also helps prevent scarring. So comfrey can be applied as a salve, a oil, a poultice, or even taken as a topical tea. Roots and the leaves are placed directly on the affected area of your skin and has shown dramatically to increase the healing process. And the root is beneficial for topical treatments of dry skin condition, as the poison oak and poison ivy and very dry eczema. So these topical herbal plants are excellent. How about St. John's wort? We hear a lot about that, and a lot of people are always buying St. John's wort. It's excellent to stimulate the nerve regeneration and repair nerve damage. So nerve pain, nerve inflammation, herpes and shingles. St. John's wort is excellent as a tincture or an oil. It's anti-inflammatory, and it can reduce pain and swelling in many cases of carpal tunnel, sore joints or muscles, and even in cases of arthritis or tendonitis. And it's also been applied to cuts and abrasions and burns and mild sunburns. So St. John's wort, this whole program that we're talking about today is excellent for our topical skins, and to have this in your medicine cabinet would be fabulous. And that is the end of this show. We'll continue with topical infections, part two. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Giba Wabanin.